It's not news that science has a gender problem. For years, there's been a persistent gap, with significantly more men going into science and engineering careers than women. One program called Girls on Ice connects high school girls with both science and mountaineering, another space that's historically been dominated by men, by taking them out for a week to explore a glacier with an all-female team of scientists and mountaineers. Ravenna Koenig from Alaska's Energy Desk hiked with the women out to Golcana Glacier in the eastern Alaska Range and has this report.
Mountain guide Mia Toholke is standing at the start of the Golcana Glacier Trail, surveying a group of 16 and 17-year-old girls as they struggle to pull on mountaineering boots and gaiters.
Oh! Like I said, in a couple hours, we're going to have to undo all of this anyway. Because we're going to have to step in that lovely warm river.
Some of these girls are already pretty familiar with the outdoors. But others have never hiked up a glacier, spent a night camping in the wilderness, or crossed a freezing river with a pack on their back.
We don't, like, have towels to dry our feet either.
No, I know, but we're going to air dry.
Now, they're about to spend a week on Golcana Glacier with Toholke.
I like to suffer a little bit, and I like to show that suffering can be okay.
Toholke and a group of scientists will spend the week teaching the girls wilderness skills, glacier science 101, how to do field research, and all the different ways you can make observations about the natural world, whether that's as a mountaineer, a scientist, or an artist.
Something we're going to continue talking about for the rest of the week is what is sort of the line between art and science? When is that blurred? Should they be, you know, these separate things? Are they the same?
Aurora Roth is a glaciologist.
I absolutely love ice. I'm an ice nerd.
Some of the girls participating in this program already know they want to go into science. Everything from zoology to astrophysics to nursing.
I'm Lauren Smith. I'm from Portland, Oregon. My absolute dream would be to write about science in a way where it would be accessible for everyone.
Even though there are more women in the sciences than there used to be, instructor Emily Sinkler says that the relatively low number of women in science and mountaineering makes it harder for some girls to see themselves getting involved.
There aren't as many role models to look up to these days just because of the history of those fields being mostly male-dominated.
And so part of the goal of Girls on Ice is just to give girls exposure to women who scale mountains and do science and basically show that it's an option.
We want to give them extra confidence and experience in the outdoors and in science to see if those are the directions that they might want to go potentially.
Beyond that, instructors hope that spending a week braving the Alaskan wilderness with an all-female group will inspire the girls to take on whatever challenges they encounter in their lives. Jessica Mejia is a glaciologist and one of the organizers of the Golcana trip.
I think it's just so empowering just that as women alone, we can do this. We can do great science. We could be on a glacier by ourselves. We could, you know, we could do anything.
Even, as so many of the girls were worried about, sidestep with a heavy pack on your back through a tumbling glacial river so cold it gives you brain freeze. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Fairbanks.